Good evening. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. Net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomer Larson Radio Call Repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles south coast of Boomer on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties want to check in whether they're out in traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. You can break in any time during emergency traffic. Boomer Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, April 19th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Mach B Center, 106 Tower Street, Boomer, New York. Everyone's welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact the club member. We can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boomerarc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any echoing stations wishing to check in?
Good evening, Jeff. This is N2MXT.
This is Kilo, Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, Kevin James, checking in through EchoLink from Oneonta, New York, and Jeff, I am the last one in the queue so far.
Okay, we got N2MXT and KD2FM, and by the way, we've been cleaning up the office here the last few days. Today I moved a lot of things around, so I'm not sure how that might affect the signal over there on the EchoLink rig over here. Hoping that maybe it's cleared up any interference that might have been there before, but you never know, it could have created more. So, you guys can give me a report on how it sounds, and I appreciate it. Alright, so we'll start with N2MXT. Carl, good evening, what's going on tonight?
Good evening once again, Jeff, to you and Kevin James there behind me, coming up behind me. Well, you sound pretty good on my end, Jeff. I have no problem understanding you. And had a fun day today. I got one of my old laptops out that I haven't used in years. It's an old one of my very first laptops, as a matter of fact, an old Dell, back when they were built like bricks. And I've been playing around with that. I said, boy, you know, it's a shame because the thing is in mint condition, and I completely restored it with the software that came with it, and so, you know, it's a nice, clean operating system. And I said, well, I wonder if EchoLink and CQ100 and a few other ham radio programs that I use would work on this thing. And that way I could take them off the newer laptop and just use the ham radio-related stuff on this old clunker. And so I installed it all today, and everything seems to be working fine on it. So I'll just take some of the ham radio programs that I got on the new computer and use them on this one and save that for other things. Seems to be working out fairly well for me. I've been playing on EchoLink and CQ100 all day long, and it's working fine. So finally getting some use out of the old Dell. Other than that, not too much going on. I just wanted to jump in there and say good evening. Didn't really know that the Boomville repeater was connected through EchoLink, but my cousin told me that it was, so I went and checked it out, and sure enough, I found it. So we'll probably be checking in here from time to time now that I can actually do it on EchoLink. I live in an apartment complex, Jeff, and they won't let me put up any kind of antennas that, you know, that get out very far. I got some indoor antennas, but nothing that'll hit the Boomville repeater from Carthage, New York. So we'll check in from time to time through EchoLink. So with that, Jeff, we'll hand it right back to you and let you get Kevin in there. This is N2MXC. Everybody have a great evening.
All right, Carl. Well, good luck with the restoring the old dinosaur there. Sounds like you're doing pretty good. Only word of warning there is a lot of them have the older Windows those 95. It depends on how old you're, how far back you're going. A lot of them will not be protected against a lot of viruses you may find browsing online. So browse with your other computer, find what you need, you know, when you're using whatever browser you use, and download your stuff there, then transfer it over. That's probably about the safest way to do that. But that reminds me something I was doing today. I've been cleaning the office, and I have stuff in here from year, you know, when we moved up to the house here, what, in 2009, I think it was stuff, still I hadn't taken out of boxes, and I've gotten everything cleared out today, well, the last few days. And I found an old laptop bag, that my dad had given me years ago, and, I bought other bags since then, and this one just kind of sat there collecting dust. Today I found a use for it. I put a bunch of tools in it, and it fits right underneath the seat of my, the back seat of my truck. So I was trying to figure out, find a tool bag that would go in there where, that wouldn't, get in the way of people's feet or anything, and that old laptop bag just got a new life. Anyway, okay, Carl, thanks for checking in. We're here every night. Check in anytime. All right, KD2 FPM, Kevin James, good evening. What's going on?
All right, good evening, Jeff, and thanks, Carl. Appreciate the tip of the hat to me. That was awesome. So, I'm just kind of chilling out here, getting ready. I'm going to record a couple of tracks forecast for the radio station, so they'll be good and fresh and ready to roll. And I got 41 degrees on the outside right now, clouds overhead here today. Highs are in the mid-40s, and we did have some sun for a little while. It looked kind of nice until the wind blew, and then it felt chilly. So that was not fun. But other than that, just been trying to play catch-up around here this weekend. And as a matter of fact, Jeff, just to keep aware, tomorrow night our fire department, Pender's Corners, has drill. I don't know if Matt will be able to make it in time to handle NCS. And I, unfortunately, have an emergency that I've been handling part of the weekend, which has kind of distracted me a little bit. I have to make a mad dash to Albany tomorrow to go take care of a few things. So I may not make it back in time to actually successfully run the net. I will try to check in from the road if I can, mobile through Echolink if at all possible, but sometimes if I don't have a good 4G connection, I won't be able to get access. So I just want to give you a heads up just in case someone's not here to pick it up, because like I say, Matt's got drill. I should be there at drill, but I'm not going to be here. And like I say, I'll probably be late getting back from Albany tomorrow. With that, I will say 7-3, KD2FM, back to net control.
All right, Kevin. Well, good luck, you guys. And if you guys make it back, you do. I'm not sure if I'm going to be here tomorrow night either. So it'd be free-for-all tomorrow. Whoever wants it, take it. Wherever, if nobody else shows up on time, then go ahead and pick up the net. It's always good for new people once in a while to do a net and, bring some fresh blood into the mix, as they say. All right, Kevin. Thanks again for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. All right, KD2 AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
Answer PFM, good evening, Jeff.
N2PFM, George, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Well, good evening, Jeff. Kevin James up there, another one up there in Carthage, and everybody else on the net. We've got a temperature here on the mountain side of 33 degrees after a temperature range today of 16 to 46. I did have on and off sun, but a fair amount of sun today. Wanted to tell you, when the Echolink is on, the only difference I notice on it is there's still a very, very slight bit of hum in the background. Other than that, Echolink seems to be working perfectly. And since there's nothing much else going on here, that there was a vertical baptism today at Church of Trinity in Rowville. I got to meet some of the younger Verklers who I've never met before. With that, we'll say God bless. 73 is N2P, yes, I'm clear.
All right, George, well, thanks for the signal report on that. Yeah, there's a lot of equipment over there on that side of the room. I had to put it all over there so it doesn't clash with the equipment on this side of the room. So, it's, boy, the amount of electric interference going on in this room is pretty amazing. They got so much stuff going on in this office. Unfortunately, it doesn't seem to give me any problems. But, yeah, I didn't know when I was moving things around and cleaning and straightening up. I think, you know, a lot of times that I'd move a power supply too close to this radio or something, and, you know, you'll get a hum. And so it looks good on the meter, so I'm glad to hear that you guys are, it sounded good for you guys. It looks like you're going to get a bunch of sun here later on in the week. I think we have some rain tomorrow and maybe Tuesday, but it looks like we'll get some sun. You'll be able to charge up those solar batteries fine. We stopped up to camp today and checked up the batteries and amongst other things that we did. Batteries were all topped off up there, and that was nice to see. And I think we may start warming up here a little bit, it looks like. All right. Well, thanks, George. You have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. KD2AIT, are there any other check-ins? I think it might be a quiet one tonight. That's my fault for getting in here late. We had a company over, and I kind of forgot. And I looked up, and Fox said it was a couple minutes after 9. Well, what did we do today? Got up, and we spent most of the day getting the house straightened up. We've been busy, all of us have been busy, kids, wife, everybody, and, you know, what suffers when everybody's busy, usually the house. we spent time, everybody straightened up the rooms and got the place all ship-shape, and then kids went on their way, and me and a couple of other kids went up to camp, had a bunch of stuff to drop off there, and a couple things to pick up, and checked out the place. And boy, it was that sun was nice and warm when you were in it. And had a couple trees down up there, but nothing crazy. All that wind we've been having, it's not too much of a surprise. But other than that, came here. We've been smoking pork or pulled pork all day. A smoker, or, you know, a whole shoulder that we made it into pulled pork. And I started that about 6 in the morning. We ate it here around quarter to 8, and it came out really good. So we were happy with that. That's about all I got to report. All right, this is KD2AIT. Are there any other calls, check-ins for the Black River Valley Service Net? KC2WI, Pete, good evening. You had a little static burst there. I don't know what that was all about. I don't know if it was a repeater or you. But I was thinking about you today when we were going to clean up the office. I was putting all of WA2OK's radio equipment into one side here. And boy, there's a bunch of it's accumulated, especially since his wife passed away. We've been cleaning out all the closets. I picked up quite a bit more. And one of these days, if I ever get around to getting my general, we're going to have to, you're going to have to meet me up at camp and we'll get this all set up and have some fun with this old-timey equipment. What's going on, Pete?
Leave the final off and reduce the heat and the current, save the tubes, the life of the tubes and all that.
Well, I'm sitting here reading all about circuits in the transistor tutorial and reminding myself of things, and it's really good. If anybody wants to know, learn electrical circuits and electronics for free. You can start right out with DC and read, and this would be the equivalent of a couple, three, four, five, I don't know how many, but attempting to get done, good-sized textbooks. But they do it in a very non-threatening, we'll put it that way. They don't do it in the engineering way, which is just immediately start writing lots of equations. They do it in a way that you follow what's going on, and of course there is math, you can't avoid math, and charts and graphs and stuff like that in electronics, but it's really good. I could sit here and watch something on Netflix or read stupid comments on Facebook, but this is much better. And so that's what I'm doing. I've got a couple projects in mind, and I'm trying to, I got to refresh my memories about certain stuff before I do it. Not big circuits, in particular, I want to build a really the simplest possible computer sound card to radio interface, and it's very, very, it's extremely simple for the audio in and the audio out, but I want to be really clever about a keying circuit that doesn't require a serial port or a USB port, and hopefully doesn't require any external power at all. And I'm either going to do it by an opto-isolator that I drive directly from the right channel audio, and I don't know if there's enough power available there. I got to measure and see what comes out. I don't remember anymore what line level, voltages kind of are. It's fairly high, line level stuff is expected to go into fairly high load. 47K comes to mind, but maybe it's 10 or whatever. Maybe it's 1, I don't know. And if that doesn't work directly, basically, I'm basically building an AM detector for audio and a rectifier, basically. Then I think for using the sound card microphone input, for getting the audio from the computer, from the radio to the computer, and if I use that instead of a line input, that gives me two things. Number one, laptops generally don't have line inputs, so that wouldn't work. And number two, tip. The tip provides bias voltage for a condenser microphone, like 5 volts or something. And I'm sure there's no current really there because it's just bias voltage. But it might be enough to, if I need to put a little transistor in there to amplify the, or to provide a little current for the opto-isolator. And boy, the whole thing should be real slick, and I don't know why these things aren't for sale left and right, because it's definitely doable. Anyway, we've been working here on digital messaging using FL Digi and FL Message, and the program is really great. You can download it for free. Runs on any computer, and you can acoustically couple between the radio and the computer without much problem on certain modes. But boy, it's nice to have an actual interface, and have, in particular, the computer key the radio instead of having to stick the radio microphone up to the computer, hold the push to talk and then click transmit on the message you're sending. Anyway, a lot of fun. Went outside this afternoon, and yeah, it wasn't real warm. I was a little cold on the beginning of my walk, and then I started up and down the hills there, bushwhacking a little bit, warmed right up, and came back to the car after a couple, I don't know, an hour and a half or something, and sun was out, sun was on the car. It was a little too early to go back home. Got out the portable dipole, threw a string up in the tree, and spent a few hours, I think I was there about 2.5 hours, on mostly on 60 meters, and boy, sitting in the car, it was really, really nice, even with the window open, you know, out of the wind, and with that little, sunroom effect, and it was quite nice. Made some interesting contacts, and interesting conversations, and I guess down in Pennsylvania, western Pennsylvania, and I didn't realize this, but the one guy was telling me, oh yeah, we get 150, 200 inches of snow here in the snow belt. Not this year, he said. Not this year. We got almost no snow in March, but so far in April, we got more snow. We got all of March, so interesting. KC2WI.
Hi, Pete. Well, sounds like you're going to have your hands full then. Well, it'll be fun, though. I think you'll be all there. Have a lot of enjoyment out of that. Yeah, his old Yaesu is the 101 EX, and it has a digital display that, you know, with an add-on. So it's an add-on, but I haven't plugged the thing in. I'm not sure how. I don't remember how the thing works. It's heavy, though. It is heavy as heck. And then there was some, there's a tuner there. One of those old kids, SWR meters, and kids, CW paddle. Speaker, little odds and ends of other little gadgets there, and microphone, and you know, one of these days I'm going to get it all up there. Once I got to get a bench up there that's a little better than what I got going on now, and get it set up. And I'm planning on putting the tower up there this year, so that's a whole other ball of wax. But, all right, well, thanks, Pete. Well, thanks for checking in. Have a good evening, and good luck on all those projects. This is KD2AIT. Are there any other check-ins? Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? All right, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Center. We're going to speak to you regularly on GU. So let's just thank, let's see, Carl out there in Carthage, Kevin James, George, and Pete checking in tonight. Say 73 to anyone listening in. It's KD2AIT, clear.
Hi, this is KD2FDM. I'll be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system. As always, thank you for use of Echolink. It's always appreciated. Hopefully, we'll catch you guys again tomorrow night. And until then, 73, KD2FDM is clear.
Clear. N5, OW, good evening.